Well, people are gearing up to get ready to go back to school. People are gearing up for what's likely next in markets. With that, people are picking sides. We'll discuss this week. Last year, we put out a commentary around this time called Gearing Up for the Fall, a little double entendre there, but the idea being usually September and October historically have brought some pretty notable moments. Certainly seems in recent years that defines most of the calendar, but I digress. What has got people's attention is a mixed bag of a lot of things that we've been dealing with for a while now. Tariffs, geopolitics, probably no bigger driver than the Fed September decision, although that looks like it's pretty well set now for some form of a rate cut. And with all of that, plus a basket of economic data that's fairly jumbled, people have begun to pick sides. Before we get into that, friendly reminder, yes, perhaps September and October have brought extra drama over a number of historic years, but there is always drama. We'll put up, again, our most recent version of our all-time favorite chart, which is Crisis and Events from First Trust, updated for the April sell-off. And what you'll see is there is always something. And so this is something we try to remind clients, friends, family all the time who say, oh, are you worried about X? It's not that there aren't things of significance. It isn't that those things can't mean something to the markets for a period of time, but they are not the end all and be all. Perhaps the real story, again, is the market's resiliency. And so while we're focused on that resiliency, it's important. And I'll quote a piece I got from a dear client a few weeks ago, where it was a quote from the piece said, the markets may be bipolar, but you don't need to be. And I think that's well said. I don't know that I ever would have put it quite that harshly. But again, this is an emotional business. We talk about that. We build our processes around that and recognize it to help hopefully make more effective decisions. That's part of the game. But so is, and this is point one, the market's resiliency. If you look at this chart, we'll flash it up on the screen again. You'll see that yes, while there is an ever-present host of problems that could threaten the markets and can lead to some volatility, so is there a lot of resiliency. In our notes, we'll put the link to a podcast that I cite frequently in this week's written commentary because it was one of the best we heard from one of my favorite analysts, Tom Lee, where he makes the case that if you look back over the last 10 years at corporations and all they've had to deal with from internal political discord, external geopolitics, COVID, tariffs, interest rates, inflation, that companies have gotten incredibly effective and perhaps justifying higher multiples than they've ever had before as they've taken this resiliency to perhaps a new level. I think there's a lot to be said for that, and I'm not going to make a habit of disagreeing with Tom Lee. And while I think everybody would probably recognize the resiliency of markets, it doesn't stop people from making market calls. I don't know what drives all of that, whether it's attention, wanting to get your name in the media, perhaps an internal mandate that those kinds of calls go out, but they're there. And so this week, as we talk about again in the written, you'll see Goldman came out with a call this week. Deutsche Bank came out with a call this week, as reported by Bloomberg, stating that they're worried, that they think calm is over. This relatively nice summer that we all got to enjoy, both with weather and markets, and that there might be a return to volatility. Given how frequently there are bouts of volatility, I don't know that that's necessarily even a huge call, but that's their call, is that they think markets might be set up for a little bit of a pullback. On the other side of that, you have some people, though, making the bull case. Tom Lee in the aforementioned podcast laid out some of his potential catalysts. We'll get those to those in a minute. You had the team at Strategis, who was quoted as saying, market signposts suggest global growth is reaccelerating from here. They noted, one, that 100% of banks are above their averages. It's a good sign of overall financial health. They point to the 30-year mortgage rates beginning to come down. That's something that Tom Lee cites as well. Equal weight S&P at all-time highs. So again, a broadening beyond just those much talked about stocks of recent years. High yield spreads tightening. That speaks to credit risks. Are people who are making loans more or less worried? If they're less worried, things come in a little bit tighter to treasury type rates. And again, the S&P as a whole has the highest number of stocks trading above their 200-day messages. If you want more on that, check out the written. Well, for others, such as analyst Michael Guyad, he talks about the fact that, man, this economic data seems to be a mixed bag. If you look at the labor market, all the revisions, likely to be some big annual revisions coming in September, how do you really make a clear call? We're probably a little bit more in that camp, although transitioning to point number three, which is it's all about timing, but not trying to time. The distinction here again being, what kind of time frame are you looking at? Again, there's a lot of different things that people are looking at. It could be their own market biases. It could be their asset allocations, areas of focus, different investing styles. But probably the biggest thing that can reconcile a lot of these calls amongst smart people is what time frame are you looking at? Perhaps, I can't speak to them, there wasn't a lot of data in it. The Goldman and Deutsche Bank people are making calls relative to just this fall in the next few months, where other analysts are looking out over the next 6 to 12 months, even 2 to 5 years. And that's a very, very important thing for investors to listen to. Who are you taking into? What is their credibility? Certainly being perhaps at the top of that list. Point number two is, what kind of time frame are they speaking to? And does that time frame match up with what you're invested in or what your personal goals and time frames are? So yes, after the run that we've had off those April lows, a pullback could certainly be in order. But again, if you listen to that podcast, which I encourage you to do with Tom Lee, he'll point to more longer term catalysts or intermediate term catalysts, noting again, that market broadening that we talked about earlier, the Fed likely to cut rates, historically a pretty bullish indicator for the economies. Mortgage rates very likely to come down. They're already almost at artificially rated highs compared to historic averages over the 10-year treasury, and pent-up demand. So as that money starts coming in from mortgage cuts on a personal level, fueling into the economy, you're likely to see CEOs, business owners get a little bit more willing to make investments in their companies. All of that could create a virtuous cycle for the economy. How can you tell the difference of whether you're trying to look at time frames or whether you're actually engaging in unconstructive market timing? Usually it's if your gut turns. Everybody wants to sell near a bottom. Everybody wants to buy near a top. If the decision you're making really makes you almost feel foolish or scared in the moment, we found that more times than not, you're on the right side. With all of that, and as we share all of this, remember the framework in which we do it. Number one is to share information to emotionally prepare you for what may lay ahead so that you're not surprised and not prone to an emotional-based decision. Two, remind you how quickly things can change. In that podcast, Tom Lee points out big pullbacks usually lead to big rebounds. People think it'll take a long time for things to play back out, when in fact, points back at 12 different times since 1929. The steeper the descent, usually the steeper and quicker the rebound. And lastly, we don't want to trade in platitudes and cliches, but rather look at historical patterns and facts to understand, again, how markets work, how they're likely to do, and to reassure us, again, to stay on a path built around those historical facts and allocations that are designed to get us through a myriad of different market conditions. As always, we're here for you and those you care about. Appreciate you watching.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.